Mitch Seavey left the Iditarod checkpoint of White Mountain at 1:11 this afternoon. Allie Zirkel followed 13 minutes later. According to GPS, she is currently running about 1 mile behind Seavey. Seavey is a former Iditarod champion. Zirkel's best finish in the race was second last year. By 6:30 tonight, the tightly grouped top 10 mushers in the field should all be on the final stretch of trail to Nome. APRN trail reporter Emily Schwing talked to the top mushers as they rested today in White Mountain. She says Seavey says he isn't going to push his dogs too much on the final run.
That he runs his dogs at the speed that they like to go. And he said, this far into the race and this far into the season, they can do that for a long time. He also said that he's confident that he can win, but he's not going to be unrealistic about the team that's coming up behind him. As far as Allie Zirkel goes, she is just excited. I think she's really excited about where she is in this race. She knows that there's not a lot of time that she needs to make up on Mitch. They did share a couple words in the dog yard when they were getting their dogs ready to go, and they just sort of talked about the competition. Mitch said maybe it doesn't have to be as stressful as they think it does, and Allie made some jokes about how it was nothing like Hugh Neff and Alan Moore, who is Allie's partner, both in life and in the kennel, when they were going at it for the Yukon Quest last month.
Emily, you weren't able to see Mitch Seavey and Allie Zirkel and their teams leave White Mountain, but you did see them come in. How are their teams looking at this point?
The teams did look different when they came in. I could tell that Mitch's team was tired, and Mitch admitted that they were tired. Allie also said that everybody on her team, including herself, needed sleep, but her dogs, you know, they're a little peppier and they're a little bit more alert. They have been at every checkpoint I've seen them come into this race, and they just sort of looked around and it seemed like they were really happy to see everybody. Later, after everybody had had a little bit of rest, both Allie and Mitch were out in the dog yard. Mitch didn't have his dogs up, but Allie had her dogs up, and she was getting ready to feed them, and, you know, they just kind of popped up and knew what was going on and knew it was time to eat something, and they're pretty familiar with what needs to happen next, I think. All of them are veterans.
Mitch Seavey beat Allie Zirkel to White Mountain, but not by much. Zirkel was ecstatic to arrive in the checkpoint so close to the race leader. Schwing was there when both teams pulled in early this morning and has this report.
It was after 5 a.m. before a light was finally spotted as it rounded a bend along the Fish River. Locals at the village of White Mountain ring the church bell when the first Iditarod musher comes through their community. The light belonged to Mitch Seavey, who arrived visibly tired and ready for his 8-hour mandatory rest.
Thank you. What time is it?
13 minutes later, Allie Zirkel pulled into the checkpoint, jumping up and down on the back of her sled. She was clearly pleased with her run.
Lucky number 13.
This is Zirkel's 13th Iditarod. She's running a team of dogs who came off the Yukon Quest last month.
Holy cow, there are some hills out there. But Yukon Quest dogs know how to climb hills. I'll tell you that much. So do Yukon Quest mushers.
Teams run along a tough portage trail out of Elam. They climb over a steep hill called Little McKinley. Zirkel's hands are reportedly covered in blisters after using her ski pole to help her team climb over the series of hills. She knew Seavey was ahead of her, but she didn't know by how much. She did know he wasn't using his feet to push.
You can look in the snow and see only every once in a while his footprints.
When Jeff King pulled into White Mountain, he said whoever was running in front of him worked hard to stay ahead.
Going over the hills, his footprints, I just went, oh my God. Every little hill had footprints right next to each other.
Over a heaping plate of lasagna in the checkpoint, King said he still planned to win the race. He says running as the rabbit is nerve-wracking, but he gets a kick out of chasing down the competition. On the Iditarod Trail in White Mountain, I'm Emily Schwing.
Three veteran mushers scratched from the Iditarod today, Jason Mackey, Robert Bunsen, and Rudy Demoski Sr. So far, 7 mushers have scratched from the race and 1 has been withdrawn. The race leaders are expected in Nome between 10 p.m. and midnight tonight.